Buddy, what's going on? Sorry I didn't record a episode. Ooh, don't worry, I'm not getting off, I'm just stretching. This is going to be kind of a quick one, but... So, how y'all doing? Hey, y'all listening. Hey, y'all duckies. How's it going? Sorry, I said it like 3 times. Sorry, I'm also drinking a cherry Pepsi. Also, as John Oliver calls Pepsi, sad Coke. Well, it's colder than a witch's titty in a metal bra out here in good old Michigan. How much? I mean, honestly, this is gonna be like a few, like maybe 5 to 10 minute podcast. So. I got a lot of crap to do today, and I just thought, hey, why not record an episode while you wait for your jewelry to be fixed? Anyway, yeah, it's pretty cold out here. What's the temperature? 14 degrees Celsius. Do the conversion. I'm too tired, nor do I care to do it. So, how... is my life going? My life, I'm surprised that you asked, or glad that you asked, or whatever the fuck. Life is going good in the hood. Typical assholes that live in my town are always out and about, so I'm always watching them, because they're normally the people that back into shit. Like, if you know me well, you know I always back into parking spots. Always. Doesn't fucking matter. If I can just pull through, I'll just fucking back that shit up. I love to back it up. Meaning, like I said, back my vehicle into a parking spot. And I hate... Oh, I think I already said this already in a previous podcast, but anyway, I just hate people who have to, like, who don't, like, give me enough fucking space to fucking let me do my shit. Back up. Pull over that ass too fast. Beep, beep. Anyway. Fall has fallen. Trees are beautiful colors. If you fly a lot, or if one of your family members, like mine, has a private airplane, it's a great time to fly right now because of the beautiful colors, obviously. I'm really sorry I'm very monotone right now. I'm extremely freaking tired. I've been doing a lot of driving lately. So, if you don't like this episode... I do not really care. You know, you're the one that chose to listen to it and finish it to the end. So, anyway, if you do, and if you don't, I don't actually really care either. So, anyway, I say so, and yeah, a lot, don't I? Let's see, what else to talk about? Well, here's a little public service announcement for y'all. If and when you get pulled over by a law enforcement officer, then the smart thing to do is roll all your windows down, front, back, especially if you have really dark tints in the back, roll them down. If it's night, dome light on, hazards on, night or day for hazards, obviously. Both hands on the steering wheel. Don't be reaching for shit either. That fucking bothers the hell out of me when people do that. It's gonna make the law enforcement officer feel a little bit safer, and, you know, it might not get you out of a ticket, but it sure as hell will help. That's my little public service announcement. Extended version of that is in my mind, but I'm just really too fucking tired. You know what, but I'll go on a little bit of a tangent here. But no, I mean, it's... Law enforcement officers deal with so much bullshit. We deal with, you know, shitty-ass people. All we ask is a little bit of kindness and decency, and decorate yourself with a little bit of decorum as well. We don't want an asshole. If we get an asshole, you're gonna get the same respect back, kind of thing. So if you don't show us respect, you don't get respect back. Cause that's the thing. It's plain and simple. You know, if and when you do get pulled over by a law enforcement officer, standard procedure for you is just be nice. Don't be a fucking dick. Yeah, we all fucking complain about, this dickhead, cop pulled me the fuck over, blah, 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 blah. I really don't give a shit. Any excuse you fucking have that you tell the cop, the policeman, law enforcement officer, sheriff, statey, whatever, I 100% guarantee he or she has heard all of that bullshit. Every fucking excuse in the book you could think of, let me tell ya, it ain't worth making excuses. Trust me. You ain't gonna get shit out of it. You're really not. We've heard everything in the book, so we don't have time for your chicken shit bullshit, you know? We just really freaking don't. And also, if you do go on a dirt road and you don't wash your fucking vehicle, at least clear the fucking plate off. Clear the fucking plate off. If it's caked with mud and we can't see your fucking plate number and your tab, not one, not the other, but both. We want to see your tab. We want to see your license plate. Your entire license plate. If we can't see it, you're going to get pulled over. And you're going to get written up. You're going to get written a ticket, man. You're going to be issued a citation for, not faulty equipment. But whatever. And if you have a cracked taillight and we see white light shine through that motherfucker, you're going to get issued a citation for faulty equipment. It's an infringement. And if you have a fucking headlight out, change it. It's not that difficult, nor is that it that expensive. If you don't have, those expensive halogen LED bulbs. If you do have that, take it to the fucking dealer or some shit. Get it fixed. You know, because you will get a ticket. In the Great Frozen North, we call it a pediddle. Or a padoodle, French pool, or something like that. But we do call it a padoodle, and it's an infringement, it's illegal, it's hazardous. Do your due diligence and fucking maintain your fucking car. Clean your plate off, replace your license plate tabs, replace your headlights, tail lights, fix your whatever. Just take care of your vehicle, and law enforcement officers won't have a fucking problem. If you are missing a front or rear fascia, also known for the people who haven't worked in the automotive field or know this, bumper. If you are missing one or both of those, another issue, and you're gonna get a ticket for faulty equipment. You have to have a bumper. You have to have working headlamps, tail lamps. And we have to be able to read your fucking plate. Don't run red lights. Don't run yellow lights. It's just so simple. It really is. It's whatever. Anyway, I'm going on a rant right now. Anyway, I hope all you guys are having a wonderful, fantastic day. Wherever y'all are listening. Warm, cold, really hot, really fucking cold. Thank you for listening, and as always, stay tuned every Friday, and if not every Friday, it's probably going to be sometime in the next week, following it, week, I should say. So, y'all have a great day, and y'all come back now. You hear?